It's a very grey morning here in Wales today, and I'm clutching my coffee in my studio for a bit of warmth. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's about 20 to 11 on Thursday the 16th of April, and I've got my 12th micro podcast for you. Now this week I was planning on talking about the websites that have inspired me as an artist, and I spoke about Carrie Smith's website on Tuesday and Danny Gregory's great website yesterday. But today I'm going to leave that. I shall get back to it on Monday, and I'm going to have a bit of a rest. I've been feeling very tired over the last few days, and I've rather forgotten about the need to take some time off for resting. About 6 months ago now, I gave up work. I used to work at the local university in the School of Art. In fact, I worked and studied there. And I decided to not teach this year, and rather spend time working on my own art and building up the life that I want to live. I'm 41 now, very nearly 42, and it feels like if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. So I'm slowly, and I think quite successfully, putting the sort of life together that I want. I mean, it involves drawing and blogging and tweeting, one of those. And also, it involves time to think and reflect and kind of let things sink in. And I've not been doing very much of that. I've been kind of caught up with the busyness of running my studio and all the stuff I do on the internet. So for the next 3 days, I'm going to shut my laptop and spend some time by myself, having a bit of a think and probably a bit of a read. Yesterday, when I was talking about Danny Gregory's website, I mentioned that on his front page he's got a little note up saying he's gone drawing, and that kind of stuck with me, actually. I mean, he's been gone drawing now for 4 months. I hope he's having a good time. I rather miss him. But he's obviously off doing what he needs to do. And yes, I feel like I need a little bit of a break myself. So one of the great things, actually, that I was reminded about when I was looking at Danny's website yesterday was a book by Ronald Searle and his wife Kay Webb called Paris Sketchbook. And I was reminded I had that sitting on one of my shelves in my studio. And I went and dug it out. And I spent some time yesterday reading it. But I didn't get as far as I would have liked. I think I got hooked up. Oh, I got to page 14. So I'm going to spend the rest of the weekend eating, napping, and reading, and probably drinking tea. And I shall read Ronald's book. Interestingly, it was written, it was put together about 50 years ago, but it still feels incredibly contemporary and has all the elements that I love from sketching. I mean, the drawings and also the writing kind of puts everything, gives a sense of place, a sense of time, something to get lost in. So that's what I should be doing. I shall be getting lost in Ronald Searle's book. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and I shall see you on Monday for more podcasting and blogging and tweeting. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.